Yeah, sure. I mean, Heaven was a song that I'd written actually after the album was done. So, you know, we'd collected all these songs together, and you know, we were pretty happy with what we'd got, and we were kind of ready to wrap it up and get everything ready. And the label was like, "Look, we finished the album. Now would be a perfect time to just go away and write the songs for the sheer passion of doing it, you know, as opposed to, you know, writing for the album in Cro-Max."
Right.
And so I went to LA and just was very like free, you know, of the pressures of writing for a record.
Uh-huh.
And I went into this session with one of my favorite writers that I've worked with on the previous album, a girl called Hayley Warner.
Uh-huh.
And I just said to her, I was like, there's no agenda. There's no, you know, brief. We could just write whatever we want to write. And previously with Hayley, I've written tempo records, and we've always said that we wanted to write a beautiful ballad. And she said, "I've been saving this idea for you." She was like, "I know that's something that you'd be able to execute." And she said, "I've just got this idea of, you know, why would people call heaven what, you know, if you know, why would people call above heaven if heaven is what I feel I have with somebody right now?" And
right.
I was just like, perfect. You know, as songwriters, you're constantly looking at ways to say, "I love you, I miss you, I want you back."
Right.
You know, and we've been doing that since songwriting began. And, you know, there are certain ways that things are phrased that just feel like it was designed for song. You know, the same way with biblical, "I want to have it all with you," you know, or whatever. So when I heard that, I was just instantly inspired, and we started writing this song, which I really loved because we were trying to touch on the idea of putting power in the relationship, you know, rather than putting power, you know, elsewhere,
right,
or anything else that you could be promised.
Right.
It was kind of saying, what I have with you is better than anything, more sublime, more heavenly than anything else I could ever have. And I just think that's such a beautiful way of saying it. And plus it also reminds you to love in the moment as well, like what I have with you right now. You know, and I think that in a world where everything is, you know, we've run out of patience and everybody wants everything on demand, it was nice to touch on that sort of side of it as well. But we recorded it, and then we worked with a producer to really give it that sort of Thousand Years by Christina Perri kind of vibe, you know, like,
right,
like a big kind of ballad. You know, I'm a sucker for wanting to put everything, you know, strings and keys on everything. But on this record, we thought, well, we don't have a rule book on this one. Let's just, you know, see where it takes us. And we were able to put this sort of movement and tempo behind it. And we were really, really happy with it. I sent it to the label, and the label were like, "This is beautiful. It's got to be on the album."
Uh-huh.
So we kind of reopened the album and found a space for it.